Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Anyway, we have our fourth guest in this afternoon, and it's the lovely Emily Scotcher. Good afternoon, Emily.
Hi.
Hiya. Now, you are currently involved, well, in the one production we're actually going to be talking about, the one you're involved in, is another version of Hamlet, isn't it?
It is, the reprise, the return.
Ooh.
I was going to say the sequel, but that's the wrong word for it, because it's the same production.
It's the same production, but with some tweaks.
With some tweaks, yeah, because we've moved inside. Ride School have got a brand new theatre on their campus called the Jenny Kerry Performing Arts Centre, and we're going to be the first external group to be performing in it.
Wow.
So that's exciting. So yeah, we're there this weekend, so we've had to upgrade the production for an indoor venue because of course it was outdoors. We've upgraded the fight scenes to make them a bit more vicious because, again, we didn't want to get complacent. And we have a few new cast members as well, which is exciting.
Now, first of all, people say, oh, Shakespeare, not my thing. But it really is. I mean, I'd never seen Hamlet before. I'd heard of it, obviously. But when we saw it in the summer, it was superb, wasn't it?
I'd never seen it. I'd never read it. But it was superb.
And yes, you can follow the story.
And I did understand it, yes.
Yeah, and I think this is the biggest misconception about Shakespeare. Shakespeare was done very dirty by academics throughout the 20th century who bred this notion that it was for sort of stuffy-nosed, plummy-voiced actors and nobody else. And it's not. He wrote it for the masses. There's almost always a fight. There's almost always a drunkard. There's always humour. And Hamlet just encompasses everything. Shakespeare is literally for everyone. And that's a hill I'll die on because it's... and people don't believe you, and then they come and see it and go, oh, I got it, I loved it, I laughed, I cried. It was amazing, the story was great, the characters were great.
Absolutely, followed it all the way through.
And there's so much relatable in there as well with the characters, especially something like Hamlet, where you get such a vast range of characters and characteristics through everybody.
And you've only got a few lines to learn yourself, haven't you?
A few, something like 800, I think.
Wow.
No shortage of them.
So who have you got that's new in the cast from the summer?
Okay, so our Polonius this time around is being played by a chap called Chris Hicks. He came on board about 3 weeks ago, and he is fabulous.
Good.
He's picked it all up very, very quickly, and he fell straight into the ham fam, as we call ourselves, and it has fit right in with everybody.
Good.
And we've got two students from Cowes Enterprise College as well, because
fantastic.
They came on a group field trip in June to see the show.
Yes.
And we did a couple of workshops at the school.
Yep.
And then we said, as we moved inside, we realised we needed a little scene to cover a slight scene change, cover the building of a grave. And we said, well, there's actually a scene that goes there, which Shakespeare must have included for that reason. Why don't we include it? So we've included it, and we've got these two students who are fabulous. And again, they have fit right in.
That's
and it's lovely to see the next generation of Shakespeare actors coming through, and to know that it's not going to die a horrible death.
Yeah.
Thanks to the people that have
put
people off it.
Are you using firearms in this production?
Yes, I think that's important too. There's going to be three loud noises in Act Two. Obviously, without any major spoilers, if you think you know the plot of Hamlet, you will know the plot of Hamlet. But if you think you know everything we've got in store, you can think again.
No.
I mean, it's almost as if Shakespeare wrote it to be adapted to today, to whatever period it was being performed in.
And any playwright, and this is where the whole Shakespeare is sacred line is a sort of codswallop, really, because Shakespeare as a playwright would have written for a troupe of actors, and he would have adapted it for a new troupe of actors or for a venue, or he would have given it to a director and said, here it is, and not expected it to say the same. No director takes on a script and doesn't make any changes.
No,
they all have their own vision of how it should be.
And no cast member will take on a script and play it the same as the person that went before.
And
Shakespeare knew that. He was an actor himself, as well as a writer. And I find it very sad to how many thousands and thousands of people have been put off even giving Shakespeare a chance because...
I think you're right. That actually has happened.
Although at school, I think children, I'm not talking about these days, but in days gone by, they're just given the play to read. And yeah. So you read that bit, you read that bit, you read that bit, and it all means nothing to them.
Yeah, you have to see it acted. Scripts are not meant to be read. Scripts are meant to be performed. Yes. And when you read the play, he's very minimalist on stage directions, which is a laughing point, really. You know, you saw it, the fight. He just puts, they fight, and it's up to you to fill in those gaps. Yeah. And that's great. The freedom that brings is amazing. But it's exactly that. The play was meant to be performed.
Yes.
And there's nothing quite like seeing it brought to life in front of you. And even if you can't quite follow maybe everything that is said or some of the turns of phrase, you'll get it from the expressions on the characters' faces, the reaction of those around them, from the movement. And
you'll follow
so
the story. Also, what you will get, and again, no spoilers, you'll be amazed how many current phrases come out of just that play.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
So many.
I have a notebook with them all written on it, and a lot of them are down to Hamlet. And most of the time you can quote these phrases and people will just have no idea where they're from.
None at all. I don't even consider it to be anything to do with Shakespeare.
And again, that's a barrier we're trying to break down. People sort of think, oh, the language is incomprehensible. It's language we use today.
It's written in a slightly different construction.
And it's written in iambic pentameter. There's a rhythm to it. But the actual words, once you've tuned into that within the first scene...
Which you will.
Yeah, you follow it just straight off.
We tuned into it and we were outdoors. You were projecting quite hard into an empty space.
I'm so excited to not have to do that.
They must have really worn your voice out.
I mean, I loved it. I loved doing it outdoors. And the rain was quite something on the Friday night.
You won't get wet this time.
No. And arguably, we're looking at the forecast for Saturday. I think it's a great reason to buy tickets because you can come and be dry.
Let's get into that. How do people get tickets?
So there are some tickets available on the door. They're £8 a ticket. We've frozen the price, £8 for everybody. Because we want everybody to be able to enjoy some theatre. Times are tough. It's more important now than ever that people have a little bit of joy.
So it's on this Saturday, 5th of November.
This Saturday, 5th of November. There's a 2:30 performance and a 7:30. It's 2 hours plus a 15-minute interval, so it's an abridged version. Tickets on the door, or you can get them online from adlibtheatre.co.uk.
Okay, that's great. Now, we'll
be there. We'll be there for the matinee.
For the matinee
performance.
We are. Looking forward to that greatly. And what we were saying before we went on air with this is that, again, it's an amateur production, but really, really, on this island, we are terribly spoiled by the quality of our amateur dramatic productions. I mean, I can think of half a dozen troupes on the island who produce West End quality performance, and I'm not just trying to butter you up because it really is.
we are tremendously spoilt, and the level of talent on the island is remarkable, and it's like I was saying earlier, you know, I think people love the lifestyle here, people set down roots here and then don't want to up and leave.
Yes.
and there's so much talent here and people that do it for the pure love of it, so there's not that cutthroat I need to make money out of it attitude.
Yes.
The quality is there, the talent is there, and the motivation is that they love theatre and they want to make people happy, and you can't beat that.
You will enjoy it on Saturday. You will.
Yeah.
If you've never tried Shakespeare before, give that a go, because, as you say, Shakespeare wrote it for people to be throwing bottles at them on the stage. It's a real rough and tumble audience.
Please don't do that.
Please don't.
But that's how it was in the Globe.
It was, absolutely.
They were all completely slaughtered, basically,
without
cheap
question.
Beer.
I maintain the reason he always puts the fights towards the end of the play is because he knows it'll keep... You know, it keeps the suspense building, and everyone will be drunk by then. Hamlet's a great place to start, especially if you've not seen a Shakespeare play, because it has literally everything.
It's got everything, even as we're just going past Halloween, even some witches.
Yeah, well, no, it's got ghosts.
And ghosts
Witches is the
ghost.
Scottish play, which I better not name.
It's got ghosts, yes. Sorry, I got confused with something else I'd seen the other day.
Yeah, it's ghostly, it's funny, which people are surprised by. But it is funny.
Oh, yeah, there's some good turns of humour in it.
And as our director's very keen on saying, the characters don't know it's a tragedy, so why would they start it miserable? They're pretty sad by the end, but...
Also...
He's done very well, hasn't he, directing?
Yeah, he has.
The central character, which, of course, you play,
is
a very troubled person.
He is, and I was very keen for him not to be seen. So often he is described, he's given one adjective when he's reviewed. He's called, like, broody, moody, sad.
There's a lot more going on than that.
He's human. He's a human being with a lot of flaws and
a lot of backstory, which has not done him any favours.
And there's a lot of things that are out of his control and a lot of circumstances he can't control that he's reacting to. He's not guiltless by any means, and there are things that he says and does that I cannot defend and will not defend.
No, but it's a character.
But he's human, and he... that's what I've really enjoyed doing. I wanted to bring him to life as an actual person.
And you did. And are there many women who play Hamlet? Do you know?
It's not especially common still. It is done. Of course it's done. But it's not that common, especially not as a breeches part, as we call it. So I'm a woman, but I'm playing him as a man.
Yeah.
A lot of the time when a woman plays Hamlet, they then... shift Hamlet to be female.
Right, yes. But you're not doing that.
No. I'm more in the Maxine Peake way of doing it. That's what she did. So it's a breeches part, which was a term I only learned when I did it. But
So just give us the details of how you get tickets and what time it's on and everything.
So this Saturday, 5th of November, 2:30 and 7:30. Tickets are available on the door, £8, or from adlibtheatre.co.uk. Seating is not allocated, so if you want to buy some and then get some of your friends to come along, don't worry, you can all sit together.
Okay, and it's at Ryde School.
It is at the Jenny Kerry Performing Arts Centre, Ryde School.
Is there parking?
There's parking on site, and the venue is fully accessible as well.
Excellent stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. And come Sunday, what state will you be in?
Not a good one. Sunday, you will probably find me after June. My friends and family will vouch for the fact that I sat in the office at work for 3 days wearing the coat and boots and eating my weight in cupcakes. So that will probably be a repeat performance.
Okay. Well, we'll leave you well alone for a few days.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
I've queued up a special record just for you, which I hope you will enjoy. And we'll see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.